We got into Turkey and stopped at a caravan and camping resort on the beach at a town called Kusadasi. We caught an octopus and went to Izmir, where Skipper walked the docks like an inspector until he found his ship with a bent prow. "This is not the sort of accident a captain can have twice," he said, in a tone of sorrow more than contempt. "Some poor fellow is probably out of a job." One night, Skipper drank whiskey and fell on his elbow. He was trying to get from porch to porch in a villa we rented in the caravan camp and lost his balance. His elbow was swollen and I was terrified. He was old, fragile, and he was all we had. He winced about his elbow for days and drank no whiskey until we left, but this may also have been because of Smokey's strange death. An old man stood above our dog while he lay twitching and frothing in the grass outside the camp's restaurant. The toothless old man was laughing. Had he given Smokey something poisonous? Skipper took the dog to the vet, and for days we prayed for Smokey as he tried to pull through, until on the fourth day Skipper told the truth and said Smokey was dead by the time he got to the vet's, and that the prayers were a chance for us to mourn before we left the beach. This small deception was as unsettling as the swollen elbow and the attempted tire sabotage. About our accusations of the old man and his laughter, Skipper was ambivalent. He let the old man off the hook, since we didn't know his language and circumstance, and the old man might have been a buffoon or simply expressing himself in an odd way. We would leave without our dog. To say now that we left Turkey in a state of shock is to unfairly load the story with hindsight's guild. Our mother was off with the history professor, and our big apartment smelling of parsley and plums, with Maurice, the concierge, looking after us like rare jewels, was finished. A memory thrown overboard as Skipper tried to keep the little ship of his family afloat. But certainly our eyes were wide, and anyone seeing us must have wondered a moment about the old man and these children, decorated in terror, pointed west in their red station wagon. It is safer to say we were leaving, and in a way everyone in this family has been leaving ever since, and probably will be leaving always, even if we do not know where we are going. And leaving was a terror because it meant we could engage in Skipper's favorite social sport, running out of gas. It was his theory that you learn most about people when you are thrust on them with need and trust. Who could help us in distress? Cars and trucks would pass by because distress meant Skipper could stretch under a tree or in his seat if it was raining and take a nap. A donkey's bray or a rustling leaf was enough to hypnotize him. Best to sleep on a golf course at noon, but any place with minimal industry outdoors would do. Even a Turkish or Greek lane between hamlets. So finally it was one of us blonde cherubs hailing help on the road, and whoever stopped seemed grateful to learn that the father was alive, at least, and fetching gas paled in comparison to what they imagined upon pulling up to investigate a red station wagon at the side of the road with two blonde urchins waving glumly while an adult lay passed out in the passenger seat, feet stretched towards the shade of an olive tree. But in these lanes between hamlets, where authorities make their own rules and every traveler can be mistaken for being a visitor, we got infected with the rhythms and rhymes of the road. Escape, enchantment, solace, and solitude might as well have been the markings on our signposts as we left one place and arrived in another. We learn that some places have lemons and some have tangerines. Some places have coffee and some places smell of cinnamon or bay leaves. Shrubs or cement, donkeys or cats, red roofs or white walls. There is always a dividing line between people who live one way here and then another just there, a little bit different always, and it is up to you to tell the difference and make them comfortable in their own homes.